Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You want to describe this analysis, this website? Pixel Parade, they use metrics to rank the 50 greatest film movies ever. Award nomination, award wins, inflation adjusted, box off tallies, critical reception, audience reception, and they came up with the list. Now, they nailed number one. Number one is the greatest movie ever made, The Godfather. For me, that's the greatest movie ever made.
And a lot of people would agree with that.
Is, according to David A. Harrigan, let's occasionally go David A. Harrigan. You sound very austere. Then.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Unlike that bozo is a part of Ask Adam Anything. Bozo. Do you agree that The Godfather, in David Allen Harrigan's opinion, is the greatest movie of all time?
I've only seen The Godfather once. It was many years ago.
Who are you?
I'm sorry. I'm David A. Harrigan.
Are you in a...
you have the gall, the temerity to ask David
basement A. dweller? I mean, my God.
Yeah, I've seen it once. I thought it was good.
Starting to know what the A stands for.
In my opinion, it wasn't my favorite movie.
Just okay.
It was a very good movie.
Yeah, just okay.
It's fine.
It's
fine. If we're talking mob movies, I'd rather watch Goodfellas.
Great movie, not The Godfather.
No, it's Goodfellas.
So is
both start with a G.
I don't think it's The Goodfellas, though.
Good point.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, A. So for you, the greatest movie ever made is Goodfellas.
No, I'm saying in that genre of mafia movies, I would pick Goodfellas over Godfather. But if the world is going to say The Godfather is the greatest movie ever made, I'm okay with that. Fine. Okay. Let's go. That's, you know.
Sounds like.
If I had seen
it. Are you spineless?
When it came out,
yeah,
maybe
whatever,
I would be
okay. Whatever the public says, I'll go with. My God.
Please.
Who are you?
Please.
Yeah. Please. P-U-H-L.
The public is saying at entries 3 and 5.
We'll get to that in a second. We're going to get to
how
ridiculous
we're getting there.
That is.
That's why we can't trust the public or any metric.
Well, I'm not, you know. I'm not being. You know, I'm not on the trapeze here, just letting the wind dictate where we go. What do you think about that audio quality? Right there. I felt like it was a trapeze.
Sure.
Right there.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah. You're under the big top is what you are.
I'm medicated. What do you got? What's the greatest movie of all time?
In my view?
No. Fred's view. What are you, Susie?
Well,
yes,
I mean,
there's only you and I in here.
In my view, I would say the greatest movie of all time is Inglourious Basterds. And it's not even on this list of 50.
It's a hell of a movie.
I think it's a hell of a movie. I think it escalates tension unlike any movie I've ever seen.
Kind of a rom-com sort of feel.
Yeah, absolutely. There's both humor and obviously very, you know, dramatic issues at play. I think the acting is tremendous. I think
it's a great
dialogue movie. Is unparalleled.
Here's the list. Let's just go top five. The Godfather, sure. Schindler's List.
Good makeup movie.
Seinfeld's so good. Here's where it goes off the reservation.
Off the earth.
Yeah, off. Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King. Honestly. Parasite, which people raved about, I didn't see it. So I can't give it the... Seems a little high to be 4, though.
People loved it.
Yeah.
And foreign language film for an American audience to love it that much.
Yeah.
It's impressive. That's the reason I didn't
see
it.
Get your ready again. The Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers, fifth. Okay. Closed Circuit, Dan Cook, Star Wars, Episode 6, A New Hope.
Episode
six.
Four, get your Roman numerals, right?
Yeah, so that's the original, right?
Yeah, it's the original. And that's going to make Star Wars fans ticked off because they'd always say Empire Strikes Back.
Godfather Part 2, 7, Dark Knight, 8, Saving Private Ryan. No, that's the other one. Saving Private Ryan, 9. And The Silence of the Lambs, 10. Clearly, three of those don't belong on the list. Star Wars, which, you know, for the astronomers, it's a good little cute little five-minute thing.
Sold a lot of toys.
Yeah. If you've got your little telescope, 5 minutes of Chewie and R2-D2 and, you know, that's it. But The Lord of the Rings, two of them in the top 10, shut down the country.
The third one is at number 12, by the way, on the list. Right ahead of Top Gun Maverick. Are you kidding me?
Who the hell thinks Top Gun Maverick is the 11th greatest movie of all time?
13th, yes. That was right behind, Lord of the Rings. Oppenheimer was at 11, which, I mean, could we have cut that down about an hour and a half? I think we could have.
What's Coco?
That's a Disney, Pixar. I think it's Disney.
Is it? Well, Circuit of Common. What's Coco? Okay, what is the greatest movie of all time? Let's pause right here. Read your text. 651-461-9226. Some would say this list is a stretch. Even Stretch Lab wouldn't list. If you go to Stretch Lab and you're basically Gumby, you're peak flexibility, you're Suni Lee, you're Simone Biles. Even you wouldn't have the Lord of the Rings, three of the top 12. If you go to Stretch Lab, though, you're going to feel great. We're going this week. Stretchlab.com. We all need to be more pliable. We all need elasticity in our life. And yes, you better do it at home. And yes, you better do it when you work out. Why not go to the trained specialist, months and months of training, technology to evaluate you, and go for that first 50-minute session. I don't care if you're a 16-year-old playing hooky today and you're getting ready for football practice, or you're a 66-year-old and you got tingling in spots where you don't want to have tingling. Maybe you're slinking out of work like we'd like you to play golf today. Maybe you're a runner. Maybe you're on the couch all the time. They can help everybody. I've been going for 6 years. Trust me on this one. They're great. StretchLab.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
12:54, that's your time check. It's your Lindis time check. It's time to protect your home with durable GAF asphalt shingles. Installation labor, 50% off through October 31st. The greatest movie of all time, Willie, wouldn't even tell it to Dave. Very hush-hush. Willie, what's the movie and why? You have 37 seconds.
Well, you guys all missed the boat. You didn't go back far enough. It's the original Invasion of the Body Snatchers with Kevin McCarthy. No, not that Kevin McCarthy that was Speaker of the House for 2 milliseconds, but the Irish actor, I believe, right? It was a black and white back in the 50s. It had suspense without firing a shot. There was no blood and guts. It was amazing. The original Invasion of the Body Snatchers, and an honorable mention, The Nutty Professor with Jerry Lewis.
Thank you, Willie. Very good. We'll get into this later in the week. I don't like scary movies. I don't like being scared. I got enough issues. I don't need somebody coming out from behind a wall at a haunted house and grabbing me or shouting at me. And I like drama. Plenty of that. Do you like the scary movies?
I like the ones that are psychological thrillers. Silence of the Lambs, your Shining.
Yes. Right.
The jump scare slasher movies do nothing for me.
No. Miracle on, I'll give you the list here from Texas. Miracle on Ice, Thumbs Down. Miracle?
Good movie. Best in the world.
No. Citizen Kane, way, way up there, right? Wizard of Oz. Whatever happened to the ruby red slippers? Do you ever hear what happened on those?
We should look into that.
We should check that. The Goonies, Patton, Blues Brothers, Shawshank, Fletch, by far. I blocked that person. let's see. Jaws, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Animal House, Slapshot, Field of Dreams, Sound of Music, Step Brothers, Pee-wee's Big Adventure, Austin Powers, True Romance, Lawrence of Arabia, Stand By Me, Roadhouse, somehow flipped from the Pearly Gates has found the number. Goldfinger or The Sting? Oh, brother, where art thou? Where art you? No.
Where art thou?
Or where art thou? That's what I thought. I had to write down and look to the text. Blazing Saddle, very funny. To Kill a Mockingbird. The Crucifixion. This may be the winner. Sharknado.
Sharknado, the original, Sharknado 2.
Four.
Okay.
Four. Hot Tub Time Machine.
I've seen Hot Tub Time Machine.
Rear Window. This is, we got a number of movies here. Princess Bride, Jaws, Raiders, Look Who's Coming to Dinner. Let's see. A lot of people. Casablanca. Debbie Does Dallas. Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
Great movie.
Forrest Gump. The Ruby Red Slippers are from Grand Rapids, Minnesota, north of the Twin Cities. In a museum, a little town from there. That's not right. No. There. Michigan. Ruby Red Slippers, Michigan, not Minnesota. Overrated, underrated, popular rated. Look who's in. Taylor is in. Susie was fired. We won't miss her. See ya.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.